66, talk with, not at, your audience. The size of the audience doesn't matter. You should be carrying on a pleasant conversation with the friendly faces that you've chosen in each quadrant of the audience. 67, move away from the podium every chance you get. Speaking while standing away from the podium sends the message that you're confident and you know your stuff. You can walk, but don't pace. 68, give your audience a dose of business entertainment to keep them involved. This business entertainment could be an activity, video, CD, DVD, anything that will keep the audience involved with you. The rule of involvement, every 5 to 7 minutes, the audience should be involved to retain their attention. You can involve them by asking a question, demonstrating a point, or creating that business entertainment. 69, silence is powerful. Pause periodically. This conveys relaxation and confidence. A 2 to 3 second pause not only catches the attention of the audience, but also lets them know you're in command. Learn to use the power of silence. 70. If your presentation contains a break, target poll a few audience members to see how you're doing. Choose a couple of participants during a break and specifically question them on how well they're receiving your message. In addition, you might want to consider requesting suggestions that they have on improving how the topic relates to their company, organization, or their needs. 71, speaking of breaks, schedule them every 60 to 90 minutes. Most people rarely sit in one position for over an hour. Once you reach the 90-minute mark, your audience's retention rate takes a nosedive. Let your audience know up front what the break policy will be, then stick to it. 72. Use transitional phrases to link different segments of a presentation. For instance, so my first point is that we need to improve customer satisfaction. Pause. In addition to improving customer satisfaction, I recommend creating a corporate recognition program. Transitional phrases should be short, usually a sentence or two. These segue phrases eliminate confusion by providing a mental roadmap of where your presentation has been and where it's going. Confusion is a close cousin to boredom, and both could be deadly to your presentation. 73. When asking an audience member to do something, always provide clear, simple directions. Plan instructions ahead of time. Break them into clearly defined steps. Write steps in brief, bulleted points, on a slide, a handout, a PowerPoint, however you want to do that. 74. Suggest that your audience take notes. Provide time for note-taking, if applicable to your presentation. 75. Good visual aids help get a point across in 3 to 5 seconds. Words can take 3 to 5 minutes. Anytime you want to emphasize a point, really drive it home, make sure the audience not only hears your point, but also sees it written. I think an entertaining PowerPoint is best, and then the audience hears the point again. 76. High-tech visual aids will not make your presentation successful, but if they clarify the meaning, they'll definitely help get your message across. I love PowerPoints. Entertaining, fast-moving, short bullets, PowerPoints. All right, 77. Computer-generated presentations are typically the most popular and effective. Make sure your computer is compatible, though, with a projector in the room where you're presenting. Allow yourself plenty of time to make adjustments if necessary. 78. Keep those slides simple. You may be tempted to use animation, fancy schemes, wild graphics. Your job is to get the message across, not sell your presentation software. 79. Your words should be congruent with your visuals, so your message is consistent. If you want to confuse an audience and lose credibility, have contradictions between what you say and what's showing on your slide. 80. Follow the 6-second rule. If you can't read all the material in 6 seconds, you probably have too much information on that one slide. 81. Each slide should contain no more than 6 lines of text, and each line should contain no more than 40 characters. And of course, that's just a general rule of thumb. 82. Use phrases instead of complete sentences. The slide is to support your speech, not talk for you. 83. Customize the background to the audience. If possible, scan a logo. Have the image appear as a faint background for your slide. Companies love this. 84, use both upper and lowercase letters. All caps is just too hard to read. 85, double-check your presentation's color combinations. Some colors and combinations don't project well, even though they look okay on your computer screen. Conduct a test projection of your slides to eliminate spending time redoing the color scheme. 86, use large, plain fonts. You can lose an audience fast if you're projecting slides that can't be read. Let's talk about flip charts. 87 is that flip charts continue to be most commonly used visual aid with business small seminars. These are easy to use, effective, economical, and they don't require electricity, extension cords, bulbs, or lighting adjustments. Flip charts are best used in meetings of less than 50 participants. 88, keep in mind that flip charts can serve a great number of functions. They emphasize information, they focus audience attention, they record information, especially contributions from the audience, and they display what you've already covered. 89, use multiple flip charts when appropriate. Using more than one flip chart projects an atmosphere of energy and good planning.